வேண்டுவோர் வருந்துவர் மாதம் இஸ் எ லிங்க். வேண்டுவோர் ஹியூ இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் டிசைரிங் டு என்டர்டெயின் தி கெஸ்ட். வருந்துவர் இஸ் கோயிங் டு எண்டவர். வருந்துவர் மீன்ஸ் டோன்ட் திங்க் ஹீ வில் சஃபர், வில் எண்டவர். இந்த ஓல்டு தமிழ் வருந்தோர் மீன்ஸ் ஹி வில் எண்டவர். வருத்தம் என்னும் முயற்சி எனினும் ஒக்கும். வருத்தம் மீன்ஸ் முயற்சி. என் திருக்குறள் பெரிதோன் வர்ஸ், ஆற்றின் வருந்தா வருத்தம் பலர் நின்று போற்றினும் பொத்துப்படும். ஆற்றின் வருந்தா வருத்தம் தி எண்டவர் விச் வாஸ் நாட் பர்ஃபார்ம்ட் இன் த ரைட் வே. முடியும் உபாயத்தானே முயலாத முயற்சி. வருந்தா வருத்தம் முயலாத முயற்சி சேஸ் பரிமேலழகர். மூப்பே பிடியே வருத்தம் மென்மையோடு யாப்புற வந்த இழிவரல் நான்கு சூத்திரம் துர்காப்பியம் இன்மைப்பாட்டியம். தேர் வருத்தம் எனினும் முயற்சி எனினும் ஒக்கும் சேஸ் பேராசிரியர். ஸோ வருந்தோர் மீன்ஸ் வில் எண்டவர், வில் ட்ரை இஸ் லெவல் பெஸ்ட் இஸ் த மீனிங் தேர். When he had been in the house, he was entertaining all the guests, and we had a lion's share in it. If a guest comes, he may simply welcome him, but feeding him is in your hand. You are very enthusiastic in cooking for his food. Yelli vanda nalli isai virundirku, sixth line. Yelli during the night time. If a guest comes in the daytime, it will be very easy to cook because the electric facilities were not there those days. We had to use only our lamp that is being lit only by the oil. Early at the night time, vanda we had come to our house. Nal isai virundirku. Virundu is a guest. He has got very good fame. That guest is a very famous guest. He'll be quite welcome to any house. And when he, because he is a very famous guest, and the food should be supplied to him will be of the good quality. Nal virundirku kilar ilai arivai. Kilar ilai arivai, you may take it as Namitika's address. Old lady who will be wearing the best jewels. Wearing the best jewels, nei thulandu atta vilar oon. She had just prepared a non-vegetarian diet. Those days it was quite welcome then. For that, he must apply oil very much. Nei thulandu, applying oil very much. Atta, that was prepared. Vilar oon. Oon, the flesh. Vilar means fat. The flesh combined with fat. When the flesh combined with fat was being cooked just using the oil, then the smoke will come enormously. When it is boiling, the smoke will come. The smoke of the oil will come very much. The oil will evaporate and the smoke will be very much. And that smoke, because he will be just looking at the food that is being prepared, that will directly, the smoke will come and it will cover the forehead of the lady. Only the forehead is the portion where she may not have any ornaments. Ampuhai, that beautiful, that is, and the smoke with good flavor, erinda, and had been in the covering, had been covering her, spreading on her forehead and covering it. That which had been spreading on the forehead, when she is cooking purpose, I think that in near the heat, out of the heat she has got some perspiration. So, in the perspiration, she has got many drops of perspiration in her forehead. Shiru, small. Nun, minute. Pal, many. Veer, it is the drops of sweat. Porita had been found on your forehead. That is, after preparing food for the famous guest and just using the fat and the flesh, our forehead is full of perspiration. With such perspiration, she entered in the guest. Then the guest has gone away. Because of the triumph she has got by entertaining the guest, she is very happy. Kuru Nalai, having short steps, she went to see her husband, the hero. Kuru Nalai Kutam, he was very much pleased with the girl and he embraced her. World over, he had been liking such things while he had been in the house and just entertaining the guests. Only for the very same purpose to continue it, he has gone away. The place where he is going is very difficult. Painkanni Anai, the elephants which have got green eyes, Paruthal, by their very fat legs, they kicked at the ground. The ground was full of loose soil. The ground was colory, the place of loose soil. Vend Puram, the outside of which is only white. It is colory, it is more or less, it has got some saltish aspect. The mud, the soil has got saltish aspect. So it is not very strong. It is only in very loose. When the elephant had kicked, the loose soil began to go up and it began to spread throughout the air. So the whole atmosphere will be full of the soil, the dust of the soil. And he has to just respire that soil with the air. Venpura kalari vidu neer, the dust that has been formed when the elephant kicked at the soil. The dust had been spreading everywhere. The whole body of our hero will be covered by the dust. Suran mudal varandiya varutham. Suran mudal, at the beginning of the desert. Varandiya varutham. The trouble, here you may give our meaning. Varundi is the suffering that he had undergone. Veeda, to get away. That is, when this breakish soil began to trouble him, he may become thirsty. And to quench his thirst, he is going to a well. Paipaya slowly. Baramali siru koovalil taniyum. Kool means small well. The small well, and the traders who go by that side may take some cottons with them, cotton seed with them. The traders who may go by that side may be taking some cotton seeds. They will stay by the side of the well to take water and quench their thirst. When they are putting their cotton seeds, some seeds may have fallen down, and those seeds have become plants, small plants, and those cotton plants are growing surrounding the well, to some extent making it green. And only by drinking the water of that well, the thirst of our hero will be quenched. such a troublesome place is the route he has taken. Nedum Sen, that's a very long route. In the long route, yes, he will be going and endeavoring to get riches, to earn money. He is going for that purpose only, to make our domestic life prosperous, so that we may entertain any guest without any difficulty. For that purpose, our hero is going. Why are you worrying yourself? It is only for your prosperity he has gone there. It is not your duty to feel his separation. You must endure yourself, says the content. Because our hero is always thinking of entertaining the guests, for which riches are necessary, and he has gone to fetch the riches. It is only his duty. He is doing his duty. Why are you worried? She says. Baram mali sirukuval. Baram. The seeds of the cotton. The seeds of the cotton have become plants there, small plants there. And those plants are growing around the well. So they can easily understand where the well is. Because in the desert place, just seeing a well is very difficult. Even when they are at a distance, they may see the small plants growing around the well. From that they may infer there is a well there. And from the well he is taking the water and quenching his thirst. Which in such difficult way he is going and he endeavoring to get riches for us.
So the end of that line is paramali.
Param means the seeds of the cotton.
So the last word of that line, is it?
Mali, which are very much. Mm-hmm. The plants of the cotton are very much. Where around the small well, Shiru Kuval. Kuval gives the meaning the water in the well. The water in the well is just quenching the thirst of our hero, who will be thirsty because of the dust that is just covering him by the kicking of the elephant.
But after Kuval, after Paramali Shiru Kuval, what is the word after that?
Kuvalil taniyum. Taniyum, it will be quenched. His thirst will be quenched. Kuval now gives the meaning the water of the well. Only by the water of the well, the thirst of our hero will be quenched. And he has to go a long distance even after that. Nedum Sernaridai. It is very distant way, it is very long way. In the long distant way, he has to go to the place where he has to get wealth. And going there, he will be endeavouring to get wealth.
So one other thing I didn't understand, about here in the Netri, in the
8th line. Netri, only the forehead of the heroine will have no ornaments. Mm-hmm. She will have ornaments in her ears. But in those days, they don't have ornaments in their nose. The nose ornaments have come only after Muslims. In our ancient Tamil, we don't have any ornament for the nose. The other portion of the face, she will immediately rub it. But she won't rub the forehead. Because in the forehead, she will have the forehead mark. So she cannot rub it. If she rubs it, the mark also will go away. So if there is sweat in the body, they will rub up to the eye, not on the forehead. You may see in the case of the Vaishnavas, they won't just wash their forehead because they have got their mark. If it is sacred ash, no trouble. We immediately put another ash. If this is sacred ash, we remove immediately, we can put. But and the sacred marks of the Vaishnava is not so easy. Without a mirror, that cannot be done. So, when they are just rubbing their face, they'll be very cautious. They won't go to the forehead, because the forehead has got this mark. That mark should not be removed. That's a sign of auspiciousness of ladies living in domestic life. So she is not a rabbi.
And so the subject of
Venduvar becomes Venduvar. Venduvar, he who is desiring to entertain the guests in his domestic life, is just endeavoring to get riches for it. Venduvar, Varunduvar. Venduvar has become a noun and Varunduvar has become a verb. Any verb can become a noun in Tamil. Any verb can become that noun. The noun is called, technically, in correct Tamil, we call it as Vinay Mutru Payer. Vinay Mutru, finite verb. Payer, the noun that is being made by the finite verb. Now we are calling it Vinayalanayam Payer. But the correct word is Vinay Mutru Payer. The finite verb itself has become a noun. That is speciality for Tamil. In Sanskrit, we can do like that. தற்கு அறிதால் பாக வினை முற்றி மீழ்வான் தேர்ப்பா